The Jimmys remain perfect with a victory over Dort, and the top two teams in girls volleyball in the state of North Dakota battle it out at Jerry Meyer Arena tonight. I'm Jaron Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. The number two University of Jamestown women's volleyball team improved to 12-0 on the year on Wednesday night with a four-set victory over number five Dort. It was a rowdy crowd inside of Harold Newman Arena in the first home match of the year for the Jimmys as UJ cruised to victory in sets 1 and 2. The defenders battled back to win the third set in overtime before the depth of Jamestown caught up with Dort, resulting in a quick fourth set and match victory for the Jimmys. UJ was led on the attack by Callie Hagerly, who finished with 13 kills and a 370 attack percentage. Four other Jimmy attackers finished with 9 kills on the evening, including freshman Aaliyah Ziske, who hit 400. As a team, Jamestown tallied a 333 kill percentage and 55 total kills. The Jimmys improved to 3-0 in the GPAC, as well as 12-0 overall, and have now won 34 of their last 36 matches dating back to last season. UJ welcomes in Valley City State on Friday night at 7 p.m. for a non-conference battle before hosting Briar Cliff on Saturday at 3 p.m. And in high school volleyball tonight on Jamestown 107.1 and streaming live at NewsDakota.com, the number two Jamestown High School Blue Jays welcome in number one Bismarck Century for a battle of the top two teams inside the state of North Dakota for Class A. Jamestown 10-1 overall on the year, 4-0 in the WDA. Century 11-0 on the season. They are also 4-0 in conference play. The Patriots have not lost a match since the 2019 season, and Jamestown is looking for their first win over Bismarck Century since 2017. Stay up to date with everything happening in local sports live over at NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny, and this has been your local sports report.